Good afternoon, class. As you recall, last week we refreshed active consent and RAC, risk-aware consensual kink. We are in our final unit of the semester, the BDSM study, and as you saw on your syllabus, this week it is time for our very first live demonstration of this unit. As you are all active participants in the scene, I need to remind everyone, not just our participant, of the safe word. The safe word is COM101. Now, my regular assistant for the class is out. He was not feeling up to participation in a scene. So, I recruited an assistant from the class pool. Over the weekend, we had a meeting in my office to discuss kinks, limits, and safety regulations for this scene. So this is a pre-negotiated scene between myself and your classmate. This week, for the demonstration, we're going to be exploring female dominance. That means that I am in charge. Nothing new for you guys, being that I do lead the class. But here we are. So, come here. It's time for you to take your position. I said, it is time for you to take your position. We discussed this. Good boy, on your knees. Now, understand, class, that in a session, what you can and can't do to your partner is entirely up to your shared kinks and limits. In this case, I am able to slap him because he enjoys it. He's a little bit of a masochist, aren't you, sweetie? Now, I expect complete and total obedience from you. Okay, my little pet. As we've discussed, class, in scenes, there are many terms that tops, bottoms, dominants, submissives will use for their partners. Typically, it is common for a female dominant to be referred to by terms like mistress or madam. In this case, I demand that he refer to me exclusively as professor. That is still what I am to you. Do you understand? Good boy. It's very common for submissives to enjoy being referred to in terms either good boy or good girl. And this little one is no exception. Now, I would like you to show your classmates what a good boy you can be pleasing me. Okay. No. No. You are not going to touch my cunt. I have not given you permission. No. Stay right there. Instead, I'm going to get out a toy of mine. Here we are. Getting my strap on secured. And now, my sweet little boy, you are going to suck my cock for everyone to watch. Good boy. As you well know from our previous lessons, we up here are exhibitionists showing off our sexual acts for the enjoyment of others. And that makes every single one of you a voyeur. And hopefully, voyeurs that are not only enjoying your time here, but maybe learning a bit from it. Get it nice and wet, little boy. Come on. You need to do a good job sucking my cock, because you know exactly where it's going to go next. Good boy. Gag on it. I want to hear you choking on my cock. Maybe you need a little bit of help? I'm not opposed to sliding my hand in your hair, getting a nice grip to force you on. Oh, there you go. Work for it. Good boy. That is a good boy. Now, get up, you're done. Come on. Over to the table here. Bend over. No. Over here, over the end of it. This way, with a side view, the entire class will be able to see what we're doing, okay? Now, class, anal stimulation is a perfectly normal thing for men to enjoy, and I find that often it can unlock an entirely new level of pleasure that maybe you weren't even aware of. So I'm going to just wet a couple fingers here to get them ready. Relax. You're going to enjoy this. Now, he is very new to anal stimulation, so I am taking a little bit of a gentle approach with him. Some people prefer more aggressive pain, but I know this sweet boy likes things a little more gentle. How does that feel?
Do you like it?
Good boy. Use your words. Tell me how it feels when I twist my fingers in you. Thank you. Good boy. Now, are you ready for my cock? So eager. Okay. And now, I do have a bottle of lube on standby on the table here, because while we do have the spit for lubrication, the key to truly enjoyable anal is relaxation and plenty of lube. Okay, sweetie, now, do you feel me pressing at you? Okay, now, take a deep breath. And oh, there you go. Good boy. Shh. Just keep breathing. I'm gonna push the rest of the way in, okay? Oh, there you go. Nice and deep. In your tight little ass. Oh, there you go. Come on, sweetie. If you like it, I need you to moan for me. For everybody. Let them hear what a good boy you're being. Loving my cock in your ass. Oh, there you go. Now I'm just gonna reach around under you and wrap my hand around your cock. Good boy. Enjoy it. No. Remember the rules. You need my permission before you come, no matter how good I make you feel. If I want to stroke your cock as hard and fast as I can while I'm fucking your ass, you still do not come until I say you can. Good boy. Good boy. Now, listen to that whimper on you. Do you want to come, little boy? Do you want to come for me? I can't hear you. Tell me what you want. No. No, you can't come. Maybe if you beg for it? No, no. No, that's not good enough. I said beg for it. That's cute, but not good enough. Let me hear just how badly you need to come from me pounding your tight little asshole. Tell me. Beg me to let you come. More. More. Oh, sweetie. Are you crying? Are you that desperate to come for me? Cry. Cry a little more, sweetie. Oh, your tears are so hot to me. Beg. Beg. Okay, now you can come. Come for me. Come for me, baby boy. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Giving me a nice big handful of your cum. But now, before I pull out of your ass, before I let you stand up off this table, you are going to lick every drop of your cum off of my fingers. Get to it. Do you like it? Tell me. And I want you to thank me. Thank me for letting you come. And thank me for letting you be a good boy and clean up the mess you made. Come on. Get between the fingers too. Oh, you're so cute. So eager. Okay, good job. Thank you. You were a very good boy. Now, let's get you cleaned up and comfy, okay? Now, class. This is a very important part, probably the most important part of what we've done today. Aftercare. As we've gone over before, aftercare varies from person to person, but submissives and dominants both have needs for aftercare. We discussed this as part of our pre-session kink negotiations. In our case, some comfort and just a little help getting cleaned up is what really makes him feel better and brings him back to level. And it looks like we are just about out of time for class. I hope that we can keep getting some volunteers to help with the additional lessons in this unit. Thanks, guys.